0-10V and PWM control signals, how modulating control signals work. 0-10V and 2-10V analog, 4-20mA current loops and PWM duty cycle signals, what device uses which, how to read them with a meter, and the common gotchas: polarity, scaling, a dead PWM reading ROM on a voltmeter. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is, on-off control is one wire, one decision, energized or not. Modulating control needs a way to say give me 40%, now 65%, now 100%. That's what a control signal does. It carries a continuously variable command from a controller thermostat, DDC controller, board to a device that can run at any output. An ECM blower, a modulating damper actuator, a variable gas valve, a VFD, a modulating boiler. The three you'll meet constantly are 0-10V or 2-10V analog, 4-20mA current loop, and PWM pulse width modulation. They all do the same job, carry a 0-100% command, but they encode it differently, and that difference is where techs get tripped up. How it works: 0-10V analog and 2-10V. The command is a DC voltage. 0V equals 0% off / minimum, 10V equals 100% full. Halfway, 5V, is roughly 50%. The variant 2-10V uses 2V as the bottom instead of 0V, so 2V equals 0% / minimum and 10V equals 100%. The reason 2-10V exists, a true 0V is ambiguous, is it 0% command or broken wire / dead controller? So starting at 2V lets the device tell the difference between you asked for minimum and the signal died. Easy to read with a meter, but voltage drops over long wire runs and it's sensitive to noise. 4-20mA current loop. The command is a DC current, not a voltage. 4mA equals 0%, 20mA equals 100%. Current loops are the industrial favorite because current doesn't drop over long wire runs the way voltage does, and the live 0 at 4mA means 0mA equals a fault broken wire, which is detectable. You read it with a meter in current / mA mode in series, or across a known sense resistor. PWM pulse width modulation. Instead of a steady voltage level, PWM sends a square wave that switches fully on and fully off, and the percentage of time it's on the duty cycle is the command. 0% duty equals off, 50% duty equals half, 100% duty equals full. The voltage only ever sits at on or off. The information is in the timing, not the level. This is extremely common on ECM blower motors and many small actuators because it's cheap, noise immune, and easy for a microcontroller to generate. The catch for techs: a regular DC voltmeter shows you an average of a PWM signal, not the real picture, so PWM can read confusingly low or jumpy on a basic meter. In every case, the device interprets the signal against its own scaling. The controller and the device have to agree on the type 0-10V vs 2-10V vs 4-20mA vs PWM and the direction. Does max signal mean max output, or is it reversed? Mismatch the type, where the scaling and the device does the wrong thing even though the signal is present. In the field, identify the signal type before you test. Check the device's terminals and literature: 0-10V, 2-10V, 4-20mA, or PWM. Each is tested differently, and assuming the wrong one wastes time. 0-10V, read DC volts across the signal and its reference common. Confirm its swings as the call changes. For example, force more demand and watch the voltage climb toward 10V. Steady 0V on a 0-10V device, or steady 2V on a 2-10V device, with a demand present means the controller isn't driving it or the wire is broken. 4-20mA, read in mA in series with the loop, or measure the voltage across a known sense resistor and calculate. 4mA at minimum, 20mA at full. A reading of 0mA means an open loop broken wire, which is the whole point of a live 0. PWM, don't trust a plain DC voltmeter. A scope or a meter with a duty cycle / frequency function reads it correctly. A basic voltmeter shows an average that looks like a low analog voltage. Many ECM blower no airflow calls get misdiagnosed here. If you must use a basic meter, know you're seeing an average and interpret accordingly. Confirm polarity and common reference. Analog signals are referenced to a common. Get the common wrong and you'll read nonsense. Many actuators need the signal common tie to the controller common. Check the scaling / direction config. Some devices are field set for 0-10V vs 2-10V, or for direct vs reverse acting. A damper that drives full open when you command minimum is usually a reverse action setting, not a broken actuator. Normal values and targets. 2 to 10 volts. 2 volts equals 0% slash min. 6 volts about 50%. 10 volts equals 100%. The 0 to 2 volts band is dead slash fault, not a valid command. PWM. Duty cycle is the command. 0% duty equals off. 50% duty about half. 100% duty equals full. The carrier voltage and frequency vary by device. ECM motors commonly use a low voltage PWM at a fixed frequency. The duty cycle is what matters. Signal common. Analog signals must share a common reference with the controller. Verify it's landed. Common faults and what they mean. Device stuck at minimum despite a demand. No signal arriving. Broken wire. Controller not driving. Or signal common not connected. On 4 to 20 MA, a reading of 0 MA confirms an open loop. Device stuck at full slash runs backwards from command. Reversed action setting direct vs reverse acting. Or 0 to 10 volts vs 2 to 10 volts scaling mismatch. Check the device's configuration. Not just the wire. PWM driven ECM blower reads about 2 to 3 volts. Must be dead. Classic misread. A basic voltmeter averages the PWM pulses. Use a duty cycle capable meter or scope before condemning the signal or the motor. Erratic slash hunting output on a long run. Voltage drop and noise on a 0 to 10 volts signal over a long cable. This is exactly the case 4 to 20 MA was designed to beat. Consider the signal type for the distance. Signal present, but device ignores it. Type mismatch. Controller outputs 0 to 10 volts. Device expects 4 to 20 MA or PWM, or the device isn't enabled. Confirm both ends agree on signal type. Reads correct at the controller but wrong at the device. Wiring fault, voltage drop, or a bad common between the two points. Measure at both ends. Tech tips and gotchas. Know the signal type before you grab the meter. 0 to 10 volts, 2 to 10 volts, 4 to 20 MA, and PWM each test differently. Half the battle is identifying which one you're looking at. 2 to 10 volts is bottom is 2 volts, not 0 volts. On a 2 to 10 volts device, reading 2 volts means minimum command, not dead. Reading 0 volts means the signal itself failed. That gap is a feature. It distinguishes a valid minimum from a fault. PWM fools a voltmeter. This is the single most common modulating signal mistake. A basic TC meter averages the pulses and shows a misleading low voltage. Reach for duty cycle slash frequency mode or a scope, especially on ECM blowers. 4 to 20 MA wins over distance. Current doesn't sag over long runs, and 0 MA is a detectable fault. If a 0 to 10 volt signal is hunting on a long cable, the signal type may be the problem. Direction and scaling are configurable. Backwards behavior is usually a reverse acting setting or a 0 to 10 vs 2 to 10 mismatch, not a failed actuator. Check the config before you replace parts. Mind the common. Analog signals are meaningless without a shared reference. A floating or wrong common makes good signals read like garbage. Safety slash code notes. Modulating control signals are low voltage class 2 and must be installed and protected per the applicable class 2 wiring provisions. Keep them separated from line voltage conductors to limit induced noise and for code separation. The devices these signals drive EFTs. Modulating valves. Blowers sit on line voltage equipment. De-energize and verify zero energy at the disconnect before working on the power side. Even when you're only chasing a low voltage signal, a failed modulating signal should drive the device to a safe default, typically minimum or a fail-safe position. Verify the fail-safe behavior so a broken signal wire doesn't leave a damper or valve in a hazardous position.